Hi everyone, Samane here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Easter Sunday, and here's what he's got to say. Hey Sandman, thank you for reading my topics. Here's some more food for thought. I'm probably going to be scaling my time back on YouTube, if not ghosting it entirely. I really need to get off the cheap dopamine hits and focus back on life. Anyway, I'm paying you to watch this video. It's under 4 minutes long and it's called Ghosting YouTube, and I made it. It's also part of a series called Hive Mind, which is why I came back to YouTube in the first place. People are now acknowledging it, so it's probably time to move on, or at the very least be silent. Blessings. P.S. I've been doing some type of social media since the internet was rolled around in the mid-90s. Well, Easter Sunday, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I put a link to your video Ghosting YouTube in the description, in case people want to check out your content. But I did have a hard time understanding what you were trying to say. I'm guessing it has to do with getting a dopamine rush from the views you get on your channel. The part where you talked about women flew right over my head. But truth be told, you don't have to ghost YouTube anymore, because they've already started ghosting most of us. Let me explain. The notifications feed has become completely useless, unless you want to watch shorts, which I don't. YouTube is now shooting itself in the foot trying to focus on short-form content to compete with TikTok. Meanwhile, Rumble will actually send me a notification for the people that I follow. YouTube has also started slowing the computers and devices of people that use ad blockers to slow down their machines. These days as a creator, you really got to get good at making engaging thumbnails and titles or you won't get seen. Or you have to be lucky enough to have started your channel a long, long time ago. Gone are the days when my homepage would have had 24 videos when I loaded up the page. Now I only see 10 regular format videos and 7 short videos on the page. It's a fight to get my channel in the recommended feed. Easter Sunday, if you think the dopamine rush from YouTube is something, then you haven't fully experienced TikToks. But the dopamine rush there isn't for content creators so much as it is for consumers. Things are changing, and the idea is that the establishment and big tech firms don't want viewers to build relationships with content creators. They make it hard to subscribe to people creating shorts, because the idea is to keep a never-ending stream of videos to keep your attention on the platform. Better enjoy your time on YouTube while it lasts, because soon even the few subs that you do get will forget about you, because they might just take you out of the algorithm and it won't suggest your content to them anymore. We're entering the post-creator world, where people will just take little clips of Andrew Tate and others saying short outrageous sound bites out of context and profit from them. How do you think he became so big in the first place? YouTube is killing itself because it wants to be both TikTok and YouTube. The people running it are afraid their younger audience is leaving for TikTok, which they are. And if they continue alienating their older audience, we'll just continue leaving to Rumble. Rumble is getting better for finding content creators, so maybe instead of just ghosting YouTube, you should start posting on Rumble. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to YouTube can't decide what it wants to be, so more people than ever will leave Clown World Show. I've been seeing steady growth on Rumble the last year. It's not much, but it's been something. TikTok is growing too, but YouTube is flat or shrinking slightly as well. Apparently short-form content is more popular these days among the young whippersnappers. The idea is for teens to listen to short 1 or 2 minute videos between classes to get their dopamine rush before they enter a phone-free environment for the next 60 to 90 minutes in their next subject class. Imagine being addicted to social media and YouTube like we all are, and then being told you have to put your phone away during class and no longer get your dopamine rush. I can only imagine that the lunchrooms these days are filled with every student on their phones while eating, and no one talking to one another, and all you hear is the sound of their phones. Why do you think that my meme videos are now more popular? Because they're like 25 short little TikTok videos put together, not digging too deeply into any one subject, and just giving people enough to keep their attention until the subject quickly changes. It's not really enough time to do some deep thinking about something, but at least there's some thinking involved, because when general artificial intelligence comes out, it'll be supercomputers running a world full of people as dumb as the ones in Idiocracy. As for your video, Easter Sunday, I need to make some suggestions. In the future, why don't you script your video so you can make your point faster or more understandable? Then you get more people tuning in. Why ghost YouTube and stop making videos altogether? YouTube wants it all, and in the end they'll probably fragment their audience. The key teenage demographic is leaving. You also say you'll ghost because the longer you're on YouTube, the more you reinforce the hive mind. Again, you didn't explain what you meant by hive mind in your video. Is that the NPC worldview? But can you seriously ghost YouTube and social media? The only way I found how to do that is by driving alone in a car on long road trips, where I have to keep my eyes on the road instead of a screen. That solves many of my health issues as well, so long as I'm not stressed about what I'm going to do next. I long for a world without social media and recently watched the film The Holdovers, and it's made as if it's an early 1970s coming-of-age story, and it's so refreshing that the characters are for the most part calm and collected, and not on their phones. It was rather amazing. Maybe consume good quality films and television shows instead of YouTube. Also, don't fall for the trap of making YouTube shorts. They pay next to nothing. Yet at the same time, they're pushing creators to make them by rewarding them with subscribers and more exposure and notifications and feeds. I know tons of channels that are getting tens of millions of short views a month and barely making any money at all. Meanwhile, their regular videos get the same or less than mine, and they can't cover their bills even when they get 10 or 20 million views a month. So Easter Sunday, don't be hard on yourself if you want more views and attention. But you also say that you're not interested in the dopamine rush from views. Call me crazy, but it doesn't sound like you're done making videos. 2 years ago, you had a few months where you got 10 to 15,000 views, and then you've been declining ever since. I mentioned before this video that that's what YouTube does. When a channel is relatively new, you tend to go up in views for a year or less, and then slowly decline after that. I think part of it is that people get sick of your content, and since the platform is saturated and there are few new viewers, the views crash. Another part is YouTube boosting someone else in the algorithm. It's a career that for many lasts only a few years. So I'm glad I've been able to stick with this for a decade now. So if you're ever beating yourself up that your channel's declining or not going anywhere, don't. One short 2 or 3 minute unscripted video a week does not take that much effort. There's not much to detox yourself from. You spend 10 minutes recording and uploading and 5 minutes reading the comments once a week, and that's it. How much of a dopamine rush does posting content really give you? Try spending 5 or 6 hours a day, 7 days a week writing, recording, uploading, and editing. Then we can talk about detoxing. If you need some time to do other things, then do so. But don't leave your subscribers in the dark. Give them some short updates once a month. For me, I've received more attention from this than I'll ever need. That's because I've had over 100 million views and more attention than I'll need in many lifetimes. It's just like after 15 to 20 years of endless relationships and sex, I had enough of both of them as well too. I too will hopefully ghost YouTube partially in 2.5 years when Bitcoin bottoms out in 2026. That's when I'll bow down from content making about female nature and memes and do more traveling my own way content and pass it off to an editor so I don't have to spend what's left of my life on the internet anymore. I figure 30 years will have been more than enough time at this point. So what happens to the internet celebrities and influencers if YouTube dies? Will e-fame continue? I doubt it, and if it does, it won't pay enough to make a living unless you get really creative. Again, TikTok isn't killing YouTube. It's just YouTube becoming scatterbrained, wanting to remain the king of long-form content while simultaneously serving up short-form content and trying to dominate that. To TikTok's credit, though, they've expanded their video length to 3 minutes now. But they are making multi-hour podcasts because they know to keep the dopamine flowing that Joe Rogan won't cut it. They aren't trying to be YouTube. I also see YouTube remonetizing me and many other channels that were objectionable once as a move to keep profits up, which now seem to matter as they get competition. I think the decline has begun and it's going to be slow, and they've lost cultural relevance for the next generation. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Easter Sunday for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that YouTube is about to smash itself because it's acting all schizophrenic, unable to decide what it wants to be. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Mikdow.tv, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that think that YouTube will be here forever away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.